This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In North Carolina, Duke University lacrosse coach Mike Pressler has resigned because his players have been accused of raping a stripper. Pressley's resignation coincides with the release of an email that sheds new light on the team's behavior. Shortly after a woman hired to dance at a team party said she had been raped, a player wrote that he planned to invite strippers to his dorm room and kill them. It's unclear if the email was a joke, but on campus there's little surprise that Coach Pressler resigned. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
Late last night, there were big TV trucks parked all over the center of Duke's sprawling green campus, just like they have been almost every day this week. Standing not far away from the truck's steady hum, sophomores Andy Collins and Alex Beckstead say they think the coach's resignation is the only way for the lacrosse team and the university to make a fresh start.
There's no way that he can really fix anything at this point, so even if he was a fall guy, it's probably better for him and the team in the long run to get past it.
Yeah, I think he knows what's going on. I think he knows about the social environment and the things that they've done. I mean, as far as I know, they've always had a little bit of a reputation like that.
Police are investigating charges that three players raped and sodomized an African-American woman hired to dance at a party on March 13th. Police say the party included underage drinking and racial insults shouted at black women. Duke's president, Richard Broadhead, says when Pressler offered his resignation yesterday, he thought it was, quote, quite appropriate.
By this point, there's a lot of behavior that has been acknowledged and established, and at some point, that's something we need to take responsibility for and step up and act in response to, and that's really the basis for today's acts.
Broadhead has canceled the rest of the men's lacrosse team season. He's convening five campus groups to lead reviews of separate issues raised by the sexual assault allegations against the team. Broadhead has also suspended the lacrosse player who sent the offensive email. The player wrote he planned to kill strippers and cut their skin off. Broadhead says when he read it, he was sickened.
Whatever the person meant who sent it, we read it in the context of allegations of sexual assault, violence, serious crime. And I think that just in the presence of that larger context, he looked at it and it was just repulsive.
Few people disagree, but some worry that the lacrosse players are being tried in a court of public opinion. Attorney Joseph Cheshire of Raleigh is representing one of the team's captains.
As vile and disgusting as the email is, as immature as it is, the content being what it is it gross? Yes. Are there, again, societal and moral issues to be discussed here? Yes. But was there a sexual rape in that house that night? I believe that the evidence will show that there categorically was not.
The case has raised major issues around race and class and the relationship between Duke and Durham. Earlier this week, a rally was held at predominantly black North Carolina Central University in support of the alleged rape victim. She's a student there. The head of the state NAACP, Reverend William Barber.
We want justice. And we recognize that these are alleged perpetrators. They have civil rights, but we want to ensure that there is justice and that there is a thorough investigation.
No one has been charged in the case yet. 46 out of 47 players have submitted DNA evidence to the state crime lab, but no results have been made public. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham.